television and activist show, and I'm your weaver of context, Caroline Casey. So here we are in the roiling of it all, at the dark of the year and the light of the moon. Whoa! So we are de-inaugurating the con, inaugurating the liberating authentic. So we welcome Chris Hardman, long in the brewing. I was going over our correspondence. It's adorable. At this Virgin de Guadalupe, Santa Lucia impeachment, British election day. So Chris will be our calendrical time guide. Chris is a creator of the ecological calendar, of which I'm a big fan. That's how we connected. He goes, I notice you're ordering a lot of my calendars, and I'm a big fan or woofer of you. And founder of Bay Area Antenna Theater, antenna.theater.org. How might the imprisoning solar Gregorian grid calendar be complicit with external tyranny, we may wonder, this hour, and how seasonal attunement is essential for democracy, that humans rejoin the choreography of creation, because we're not going to get ourselves out of this pickle by ourselves. It's by ourselves that got us into this pickle. So a calendar, I'm a big fan or woofer, a calendar that guides us out of the prison of speciesism, a calendar of kinship with all beings, echocalendar.info. Welcome, Chris.
Hello. How are you doing?
So, we're doing great. No, I did. I was going through the extensive, email, and going, all right, so since February 4th, we were planning on doing this, and here we are. And then you mentioned this beautiful phrase. You said, we could talk in the fall, and it is still fall, when the accounting of time enters the psyche. That's nice.
I was talking
what does that mean?
Earlier, just about how magical the harvest moon is, because it arrives just at fall, and it's the moons that are closest to the fall equinox. That's what determines them, and for some wonderful reason, there's three moons that come out, two on each side of the full moon that rise at about the same time, a little earlier, a little bit later, but really imperceptibly, and allows farmers, the rest of us, to have moonlight, these big full moons, three in a row. And it's kind of a interesting invitation into fall, because it's the moon and the stars are taking over the big performance issues of the coming part of the year.
And it's because of the moon and our curious 23.5 degree tilt that we have seasons and tides and surfing, right?
Most
without the moon, no surfing.
Lots of people don't know this, but and in fact, I run into a lot, because the we're closest to the Earth in the winter. The sun. The sun and the Earth are closest in winter, furthest in summer. And lots of people go, well, so why is it cold in the wintertime and then hot in the summer, if it's the reverse in position, seemingly? But that has a very little effect. The biggest effect is something that a lot of people don't know, which is that the Earth is at a tilt, and that tilt has consequences. And the consequences are the seasons. The Earth, the sun in the winter is pointing away from us, from the North Pole, and so we get much less sun. And the sun apparently moves right along the horizon, and the moon leaps into the air and is in the middle of the sky. And I've probably said too much already, huh?
No. Nope. We want to unfurl and feel the time in the calendar and how essential this is. And you'd mentioned crazy calendar day, which is good, because we want to, these things that define us, right? Saturn is definition and time, and all cultures have derived their calendar and their guiding story from the sky. But see, I'm really fascinated by your tracking the Gregorian calendar. Like, we want to examine these things that are right in front of us as potentially, imprisoning into grids, right? Mm-hmm. So
It's
yeah.
Crazy
calendar day, yeah.
It's crazy calendar day because we have, we possess and work with one of the craziest calendars around, which is that it's probably just because it's the dominant one at this point. But there has been a struggle from the very beginning to figure out how a calendar could get connected to the sun, or many calendars in the early times were connected to the moon, and there was no adjustments that were tried, that were made. And then, of course, there has been some pretty esoterically interesting adjustments to try to get the moon and the sun to connect together to run like clockwork. But they don't. And that's one of these, you know, these, well, what was I talking about there? I was talking about the tilt, for one.
Well, the tilt, and then the Gregorian calendar, calendar, the whatever, the Caesar making it start on January 1st, going, who did this? And so in a sense, the calendar that we're stuck with, that we can still find magic in, but you're liberating us, we'll get back to your calendar, but was started by, an emperor.
The Egyptians, and these were the, I guess, Greek Egyptians, the Ptolemaic, were studying, trying to figure out the length of the year. And for some amazing reason, Sirius rises at the same point just before the sun rises every year at the same time. And they were able to use that information. And also the Nile flooded at about the same time. And they put those together and they got a very, very, very accurate 365-day calendar going. And then Julius Caesar came along and took over the place, as the Romans were wont to do, and met Cleopatra, which is sort of a inside part of the story, but I'm not sure it's him meeting Cleopatra that he got the idea that we should have a better
a better way of dancing with reality here.
Calendar. I'm sorry, I do that.
No, that's completely fine. Well, let's talk about focus and reverie and space out, because what we were speaking of backstage and ongoing cahooting, is time. Time, calendar, and how astrology organizes it. Saturn is quirky. We track these things. It's what defines us. It's time. It's authority. It's our inner author. It's authority in the sense of where we outsource it to leadership. So all of these things are important. And what I like to say to myself is, do we have enough time? And the time, Saturn responds, going, what kind of time are you talking about? And I'm going to pitch this to you in a second here. Mm-hmm. If we're talking about realistic tick-tick time, then we don't. We don't have enough time to answer our emails or fill out premium forms. Thank you, adorable KPFA patient team, or save the world. But if we're talking about what in Chinese fairy tales is called irrational time, or in fairy tales where, and this is where your calendars are magic portals, where you step through the tree trunk into the fairy world, and hours and days go by, and you come back to here, maybe less than an hour, right? So some things give us more time. And see, what I've so loved about your calendar, and I do want to pitch for KPFA, because it's all one thing, right? And you've generously donated 6 fantastic engagement books and 6 calendars. They're so wonderful. what you've done is it's like, here, team, let us rejoin the community of creation. Let's also animate these calendars, because they're so beautiful. Mm-hmm. And you made them to fund your theater, right? Which mm-hmm. is, or the theater could easily be made to fund the calendars because they're so wonderful. but what will people get those? Well, you know, again, of course, these are thank you gifts for pledging to KPFA because we are in Fund Drive and it mm-hmm. brings the beauty of this calendar and wonderful Chris Hardman and many of our guests and all. And to be alive and breathing. So Chris has generously donated six. Team, phone room, he increased his donation. Six ecological wall calendars. Let's pause there because I love these. I've been ordering them. I don't know since when. Mm-hmm. But it is four beautiful sheets of paper that you put on your wall for each mm-hmm. season, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I took I looked at the Gregorian calendar, and there it was on the wall, a bunch of grids with a bunch of numbers stacked on top of each other. And I said, is this the way you want to live? I mean, is this the vision that you're going to wake up in the morning and and that sends you on your way? I said, there's a lot of information missing on these pieces of paper that people could really change their lives. And, you know, the ability to know when there's going to be shooting stars, meteorites, like are coming up in the next, into this month, and the very end of this month, November 30th, is a lunar eclipse. And that's going to be, that's something to be aware of and put that into your life as part of your existence. And there's so many changes that go on through, you know, from the summer to the winter, the tilt, you know, from having a summertime in which our bodies feel like we're almost at the same temperature. We're like melding together. We're taking off all our clothes and running out to the beach. You know, that's a feeling that we know we have. It's essence to not us, but our relationship to nature. And that's one of the things that the Gregorian calendar just doesn't have.
We're going to pause. Yeah. Oh, sorry. I'm just going to interject. So we're weaving the greatness of money and donations into our discourse.
Number?
And wonderful Noor Hall says, deliberate celebration of the change of season stirs the creative powers of the psyche. So yes. Chris has generously donated these fabulous calendars. I cannot praise them highly enough. They are beautiful. And as they convey the flow and the flora and the fauna and what the animals and the birds are doing and the sky is doing, all of that. So for a pledge, it'll be a thank you gift for a pledge of $50 we have six available. I know, phone room, I have to alert you. Late breaking news. There's more than there were because of Chris's generosity. There's six engagement book calendars and six wall calendars for a pledge of $50 each by calling 1-800-439-5732. That's 1-800-439-5732 or pledging online at kpfa.org. So there's only six of those. There you go. And these are thank you gifts. They're very wonderful. Chris often sells out. I beseeched him last January going, do you have another engagement calendar for me? And he's like, no, they're gone. and you said, so it's come to this. You're inviting me on the radio so you can get an engagement calendar. Well, it won't work, Casey. Yes, we'll do anything. So that's a wonderful thing. And then we're also offering a visionary activist collection. It's right here at my fingertips. Briefly, but this is just highlights for me of 2019. Sufi Aikido with Terrence Ward, the Wahhabi, scary thing, and Sufi Aikido as the antidote. A fabulous radio show with Susan Shannon, Underworld Medicine, again, finding freedom under extreme adversity. Wonderful. Fabulous Diane Wilson on August 1st, Medicine of Kick Butt. And she will be back back December 26th. Okay, again, pledge to KPFA because it brings such great voices and calendars as Chris Hardman and also Diane Wilson. She won her bazillion-dollar lawsuit against Formosa Plastic, unheard of, in Texas, and the money will be going to fund ecological restoration and education. So that's fabulous. Diane, Michael Stewart, Ani, betting on Beauty Radio, again, reporting from the tragedy in Brazil. And then two things from our Trickster Training Evening that are fabulous. A Midwinter Imbolc with Micah Nielsen, again, brilliant alchemy maven on healing herbs and emerging from the underworld, and dandelions. And then we also had Dana Ullman backstage on Trickster Council. These have never been aired. Sheila Nagig, Waxing Equinoctial Moon, and just a fabulous discourse. So all of those can be yours as a download, and we will be really rapid, too, because we're doing it ourselves. If for a pledge of $100, you get that download, and again, we will get your name and your email once you've pledged that $100 or more, and we will get it to you right in a jiffy before Diane Wilson's next appearance. There we go. But all by calling 1-800-439-5732. All right, back to you.
That's Chris Hardman. KPFA.
Yeah, that is. Oh, God bless your heart. That's right. Because as we were talking, there's so much in this, and the grid calendar and how we look at the world, and for those of us who still fly on occasion, but only cringing slightly, but we see, you know, all the land in grids and the, you know, and the straightening of rivers into straight lines rather than curves, and we know from permaculture that rivers and straight lines cannot throw off poison. Rivers with curves can. But anyway, back to this snookering that you've discovered that's right in front of us. We've been snookered into grid world, right?
We've been snookered into good grid world, and the eco calendar is a scroll, and the days run along the bottom, and you can just look up to see where the moon is and the stars in the sky, and then in the middle we're telling the story of various flora and fauna and how they deal with that part of the year. So there's a lot of hibernation, a lot of planning of how to just stay warm enough. That happens during the winter. Of course, we're the odd people out. We decided to let fur go and instead heat gigantic boxes with wood and other. Now it's turning out to be very, very toxic solution to a direction we probably shouldn't have gone.
I wonder if humans could rewild and grow fur again. It would put the clothing industry out of business.
But it would be like a perfect solution.
Let's dream wild. Everybody imagine oneself as willing. Who's willing to grow fur back?
I'm definitely wanting people to take a look at the eco calendar and say, well, what are these people? What are these animals and plants' strategy? Because they seem to work. You know, they're not having gigantic meetings of UN people freaking out about global warming. They haven't really been a player in this, and
we are the rogue species.
We need to invite them in, which is much of what I understand that you're saying, which is just that we're not talking to enough of the beings on the planet, and we kind of shut them out of the conversation, and oops.
Right. Now, this is so important because if we are dedicated to restoring manners and intimacy and collaborative cahooting, you know, again, what we were referencing and stirring and brewing backstage is, right, if people lose intimacy with the environment and the seasons, then they won't notice the horrific crises brewing as those who are in touch, you know, the indigenuity, right? And then Well, yeah. So this is all, you know, our calendar determines our awareness and capacity to respond in harmony to the environment. Or not.
If it's one that's well tuned, you can get a well tuned piece of, you can get the right information out and discover the right sensations. There's obviously there's such a gigantic history of these kinds of things. And what I'm just saying is, I'm not the inventor of these things. I'm pointing out that this is a better structure to take a look at our life on the earth through a year than the one that we've been handed, which is rather mechanical feeling.
Right. This is great. And again, let me tout to our lucky participant, teammate, listeners, that Chris has donated only six. We got him up from four. Only six engagement book calendars. So beautiful. Again, it's part of our theme, betting on beauty. Beauty and cruelty, neck and neck. We're betting on beauty. And his ecological wall calendars. We have only six at the beginning. Either one of those for a pledge of 50 or both, you lucky people, right? We are offering the Visionary Activist Collection download, which briefly, it's Terrence Ward and the Wahhabis, it's the Underworld Medicine with Susan Shannon and the team from San Quentin Ministry, and it's Medicine of Kick Butt with Diane Wilson, and it's Betting on Beauty Radio with Michael Stewart, and it's great herbal teachings from Trickster Training Council with Michael Nielsen, and it's Dana Ullman, Master Homeopathist, backstage at his most lucid and playful. And all of those can be yours as a download for a pledge of $100. There we go. And everything is, any amount that you want to pledge is extremely welcome. But you get these thank you gifts if you pledge $50 for Chris Hardman's fabulous calendar or his fabulous engagement book for
both,
pledge of 50.
They're both calendars in different forms. One is a book. The other one is a wall calendar that spreads out. It's 12 feet long when you lay out all of the seasons one to the next. The engagement calendar is like an engagement book, and we find that a lot of people are writing their diaries in them, just because probably as homage to the idea that the eco calendar is trying to bring us emotionally as well as intellectually, in tune.
And the spirit voices are saying, yes, let me remind our audience, our listening dynamic audience, that you can call 510-848-5732 or 800-439-5732 or online at kpfa.org. And that's for a fabulous engagement book calendar or a wall calendar. And when Chris said it's 12 feet long, it's like, I hadn't dared to take them all out at once. I usually wait until the season changes, but I realized Liberty Hall, I could have done that. So you don't need to think, oh my goodness, where would I put 12 feet? Although if you have 12 feet, yes. What a good idea.
People do.
but each season, and here we are, is beautifully, you want this on your wall to remind ourselves what a great place we live, and we are here to steward it. And if we step into the fairy world of time and kinship, we might be able to save as much life as possible. That is part of our dynamic. So, yes, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, backstage team. Again, remember, when you're funding KPFA and pledging for the Visionary Activist Show, 23 years on the air, holy moly, and so many great solutionaries. We're also pledging with deep appreciation for our board ops, the backstage team, yes, and the people who are patient with the fund drive and the phone room. Everybody backstage is wonderfully important. It's a whole team. And then, just diving back into us, that from our conversing, I got so many things stirring again in our deep DNA. You're stirring our calendrical wonder, going, Chris Hardman, because I've been thinking of story prisons, which is also known as news, right? And the liberal alleged cable news, I've been finding more and more conniption inducing as story prisons, right? And then in conversing with you, I go, well, Then we also have time prisons, which is the grid calendar. Mm-hmm. And, you know, again, so I was rifling through all of our correspondence, including all of the times I ordered these calendars from your company and stuff, just to go check on everything through the last year. And you've got some good promo, the ecological calendar, a new way to experience time. And mm-hmm. then you exhort, escape the dreadful life of one grid after another. The cure is here. That's really great. No, that's a long bumper sticker. Yeah. Escape the dreadful life of one grid after another. You know, let's go for curves and unfurling beauty and celebration and a calendar and, you know, and what a good present. So it's a good present to each one of you who feels resonant, but I have unconflicted enthusiasm about these calendars that Chris Hardman has been so dedicated to bringing to life. Mm-hmm. I love them. And it's you know, and I can't imagine anyone not loving them because I'm going, all right, I have a kind of right-wing relative. That'll do. No, they'll love this.
Yeah.
Right.
If they're hunters, fishers, you know, it's you know, it captures a sense of being that a lot of people don't have at this point.
Well, knowledge is good for us. Right?
Knowledge is good.
And these things that float up at the end of the year or just now, again, Jupiter and Capricorn, meaning how can we use all the different parts of our life, you know, and what's floating up. And very briefly, because it seems to be coming up, I do have a right-wing branch of family, and mm-hmm. I had a right-wing, kind of a guy as my dinner weekend buddy, mm-hmm. married to my cousin. And we were getting on pretty okay, and then I brought up wolves, and he's like, I like to hunt those things. So he has a survivor men's group in North Carolina full of guns and survivor and stuff. And then I go, what's your birthday? Well, wait a minute. No, it's got a redemptive story, and I'll try and make it through quickly. So I asked him what his birthday was, and I go, oh, you're a Cancer guy, you know. Mm-hmm. I said, that's a challenging thing. It's to be born with all these husbandry things. We want to remember these positive yang qualities mm-hmm. that we understood as positive masculine, but that now our culture attributes to women. And so I said to him, I go, I think you might have overcorrected. And I said, you're an influential guy, you know, and so you're the leader. You've got credibility. You could actually be more sensitive and kind. And he was like, rah, rah, rah. But then the next day he said, that is the most interesting conversation I've ever had. Anyway, so I love this idea of the whole world is overcorrected, going, oh, I feel tenderness. No, I must be a killer. We go, no, come on back, because your calendars are kind of magic in their atmosphere. Come on back to remark on the beauty and the strategy of plants and animals and the moon and the all of that, right? So we're guiding ourselves back into that. So time prisons, story prisons as news, and time prisons as the Gregorian calendar and how to. Mm-hmm. So we're still going to use it. I mean, you know,
the calendar
dentist appointments
is set culturally, and this one is, I don't think is going to. There's not even an organization in the world right now that could try such a stunt. Changing calendar is a very difficult thing to intellectually try to do. It happens mostly due to movement of cultures.
It's why. Yeah, having your calendar is liberating and subversive.
Yes.
Oh, the calendar police, they are not going to find this beauty here because it's everywhere. We're going to die.
Well, it's the one, you know, you're going to wake up and you're going to deal with a moment of the Gregorian calendar. Hopefully you're going to go, and turn on and see what the picture and the places and the discussion that's happening on the eco-calendar in the same area. And then off you go with a better sense of your place on the planet. You know, you're walking.
Right. Your
feet are on the ground.
We do work with. Well, right, and you know, so to notice, to be intimate, it's like one main theme in fairy tales is careful living in a particular place. This badger, this tree, says wonderful Gioia Timpanelli.
Yeah.
And so we could create our own Stonehenges, right? Because the sun is setting further and further south until you know, around the 20th, 21st, the solstice, and then it hangs out there through the 25th, hence Christmas, and then it begins moving north as it rises and sets. And you can see what tree, what building is it there. That's your own little henge. So again, this intimacy and the rewedding of myths and science. And you started Antenna Theater in 1980, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And that was...
And the calendars tricked you into creating them so that you could fund the theater. That's really witty.
I don't know how all that worked out or is working out, but when I started the theater, one of the main things was doing shows that were site-specific. So we did a lot of shows outside, on the beach and places like that. And then I moved from the site-specific into stories of celebrations for the seasons, because that becomes site-specific in the world of time. You know, there's a lot of plays, and the plays go up and the plays go down. They're not set in time. Then there's other, more religious events and things like that that are precisely set in time, or wanting to be set in time. The funny story about the Saturnalia for Christmas is that, solstice means sun, and then stis means stop or stand still. So the problem that the early observers had was that the sun would just move right along the horizon and go down, just like, and it almost stood still. Every day that it rose to be at about exactly the same time as it was before. And that stayed along for a while. So you had these big events that could take longer because that was the magic sunning, that was the time of the dance. When people had timelessness. And
yes.
I see it also as a time of, I look at it as a time of stars. When we are looking, the night makes it hard for us to work and be productive. There's millions of stars out above us. Each one has a story. They are similar to the sun star that we have. It comes out in the day, but these are all, I look at them as storylines for the future or for exploration. People, in the wintertime, they get in, they get quiet, they start to look at things. They take on gifts, people give gifts. Those are all challenges to make the new year different.
And we are diving for the solstice. I'm gonna just sort of spiral in here a little bit to describe our current circumstance and do keep toing and froing. I will aspire to make it a dance. But we are in Fun Drive, Oh Wonderful Team. We're hosting Chris Hardman. He is the creator of the ecological wall calendar and engagement book calendar. It's so beautiful, and he has generously offered a few, right? For a pledge of $50, you can have the Ecological Engagement Book Calendar. I always have both and give away a lot of both. And also for a pledge of $50, you can have the wall calendars that are so splendid and liberating and beautiful. No solution to anything without beauty, and no democracy without a better calendar. There we go. And also, I've been encouraged by the team to offer last week's thing, also The Soul's Code by James Hillman, In Search of Character and Calling. That's a paperback book for a pledge of $100 or $10 a month. Why not? And then we have the Visionary Activist Collection, some of the highlights of 2019. Terrence Ward on the Wahhabi Cult, and Sufia Kito as the Antidote, and Susan Shannon, such a great show, Underworld Medicine. prison ministry from San Quentin, How to Find Freedom Under Extreme Adversity, really useful. In keeping with that, we had Diane Wilson, Medicine of Kick Butt. You know, our team has been dedicated for so long, and we have, you know, at some point I'll put together the Diane Wilson collection, because she will be a guest again on December 26th. We're so lucky, because she has just won this fantastic, unheralded, you know, just through her own ornery, fabulous activism, you know, a lawsuit for tens of millions of dollars against Formosa Plastic, and that will all be used for great good. And then we also have Michael Stewart Ani, one of our great allies, a Coyote Network News stringer, really, from the Brazilian rainforest. And then we also have Micah Nilsson, fantastic alchemy herbalist, that's right, and then also that's from backstage at our Monday Trickster Council, and also Dana Ullman at his most playful and brilliant backstage. We have all of those for you as a download, and we can get them to you like lightning-ish by calling for a pledge of $100, and by calling 510-848-5732. That's 510-848-5732. It's the fairy world beckoning, or 800-439-5732, or online securely at kpfa.org. So I do, you know, what I brought up to you again backstage, Chris, is you know, another great ally. We'll have to do wonderful guests who are dead at some point, because there's a growing list. So our great ally, Bob Goff, and, you know, in keeping with your dedication, Chris Hardman, and the calendar, so Bob went to NASA and said, you guys are studying climate change. Well, I live with the Lakota, and they have storytellers, you know, who have been passing on the lineage of stories for many, many, many generations. So, you know, if you want to know what's going on, ask them. So he brokered a deal, a meeting between the Lakota Star Lore, Time Lord Keepers, and NASA. And they had a good time. And then the Lakota told a tale of Star Maiden, who goes to marry Star Guy. She's pretty happy for a while. But she has a garden, and then she plucks a turnip out of the garden, right in the cup of the Big Dipper, and it creates a hole, a black hole, through which she peers down at the earth, and she longs for her home. And they were quite descriptive. And NASA said, well, that's amazing, because we just found a black hole right there. Right, and I told you that backstage, and you were like, and they should call it turnip, right? It's the turnip black hole. But so this rewedding of myth and science, which is so much a part of your life, right? Chris Hardman, rewedding these things, and, you know, breaking free of the tyranny of grids while still scheduling, you know, doctor's appointments and whatnot on the calendrical grid. We work with everything. So through your eyes, I've been able to see also the calendar as a kind of, you know, we use it, but to think of it also as an inquisition, and now especially, you know, this show has always been dedicated to, but especially now, that which has been imprisoned, forgotten, dissed, undervalued, but said to be where a culture's soul is, that the Neptune Pisces 12th house realm wants back in now. So, you know, again, this is a calendar for the team. We like this, but also so is the Visionary Activist collection of teammates as well, for a pledge of $100, or the calendar for a pledge of $50, or the wall calendar for a pledge of $50. Or James Hillman, we replayed the first Visionary Activist show last week, and God, it's good. I could have talked a little less, but he didn't mind. It was the very first show, and so in honor of that, we were offering The Soul's Code, which was his breakthrough book, In Search of Character and Calling, by James Hillman, for a pledge of $100 or $10 a month. And when I was talking to him, I said, you know, this is your breakthrough book, and the interview is, or conversing really, is, it's really good. I mean, it could have been yesterday, and incredibly nutrient rich. But I said, so this is the first book of yours, James Hillman, that ever made any money, right? And he's like, yeah, thank God I don't have to teach any more workshops. Anyway, it was very cute. So all of those things. So we honor our ancestors, Bob Goff, hi there, all who've gone. As Robert Bly says, you know, we want to keep our boat afloat, and KPFA and the Visionary Activist Show boat afloat, as an honoring of, you know, when so many, as Robert says, when so many boats have gone down in the storm, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that's part of it. When Berta Cáceres was assassinated, I got to see her colleagues, her beautiful indigenous fellow activist colleagues at the Goldman Awards the following months. And they were on stage and they said, Berta did not die, she multiplied. Right. So for everybody, you know, we're encouraging everybody to pledge to KPFA, to the Visionary Activist Show this hour. And then just for the fun of it, in the chart of now, there's 2 fire, 5 earth, only 1 air, 2 water, and the air is the moon. That's us, Gemini. And at 3:23 p.m., the moon will enter moody old Cancer, right? So we just have this moment now of convivial levity available for really difficult things. So I encourage you to communicate through the magic phone waves by calling 510-848-5732. And we have thank you gifts for any amount that you pledge, but especially if you pledge $100, you get the Soul's Code by James Hillman, just as a thank you gift, right? We know you could get it cheaper, you know, or the fabulous Ecological Engagement Book Calendar as a thank you gift for pledging $50. That mm-hmm. such a deal gives you wonder. Or the Ecological Wall Calendar for a pledge of $50. Those are all generously donated by our ally Chris Hardman, and then mm-hmm. the 2019 Visionary Activist Collection, which is pretty darn fun. I won't go through it right now again, but you can ask the board people by calling 510-848-5732 or 1-800-439-5732 or online at KPFA. So the Visionary Activist Collection for a pledge of $100 or $10 a month. The wall calendar, ecological wall calendar. No one would not love this, or everyone would love this, for a pledge of $50. The engagement book calendar for a pledge of $50. And James Hillman, my first radio guest on the Visionary Activist Show, September 5th, 1996, the Soul's Code for a pledge of $100 or $10 a month. Again, calling, there we go, pledge on behalf of the animals, pledge on behalf of those who can't, 510-848-5732. Or more, as I toss it back to you, Chris Hardman, pledge if you like this calmer form of pitching, right? Or if you want to be harangued, like, oh my God, the earth's on fire and it's all going to be terrible, you must call now. You know, 510-848-5732. If you like that, that's good too.
Offer ends today.
That's right. Cooperators are standing by. That's right. Cooperators are standing by, especially at KPFA Visionary Activist Show and the adorable people in the phone room. They would love to hear from you, and I'd love to hear from them that they've heard from you.
I would love to hear from them, too. So if anybody gets the calendar and takes a look at it and says, hey, I could take it this way, or let's put this in it or something, or any kind of ideas, I'm very interested in having this work for people.
Right.
It is a tool. It's a bit of a toy, too. I mean, it's, as you say, art meets science, and the two mingle and wrestle. I renamed all of the dates, so they make a poem of dates that you can see that. I got that from the French Revolution. They renamed all of their dates, and as agrarian names, lots of animals.
Yeah, a little grumpier, right.
And, well, the grumpiness was that they made the week 10 days long. And that just did not go over with...
Well, because as we've spoken, the 7-day week is the one sort of vestige of... Well, quirky alignment, because mm-hmm. the only reason we have a 7-day week, because there are other more accurate calendars all over the place, is because of 7 visible planets: Sunday, Moonday, Marsday, Mercury, mm-hmm. and Thursday, when we always convene, it's Jupiter Storytelling Day. And tomorrow is Friday the 13th. Pledge on behalf of Friday the 13th and returning it to its original direction, because Friday is sacred to Venus, 13 lunar months, and 13 lunar months to a year. So one tradition, and I'm mm-hmm. rooting for this one, is that when Friday and 13 coincided, you were supposed to make love all day, or at least make art all day. It's a Venus thing. So, you know, mm-hmm. pledge early now for Friday the 13th, you know, that by the pledging of this money, Venusian, you're going to rescue the money. So, I'm sorry, say what?
No, I was going to say, if you pledge now, then you're guaranteed love tomorrow.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, that's risque of you, but okay. Chris is guaranteeing it. Chris Hardman's guaranteeing it. Pledge now for Friday the 13th.
Well, I'm using all of the power that is that I can pull from the universe to pull this off. I
mean, thank you.
Not me personally. It's us.
Right.
It's not
that's
me.
Right. No,
it's
no.
us.
It's us. That's right. Well, it's again, you know, right. So pledge now for Friday the 13th, 510-848-5732 or 800-439-5732 or online at kpfa.org. Well, let me tell them what else they have, Chris, because right now, you know, Jupiter and Uranus are the two biggest path opening about wealth and luck, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we would, reciprocal blessing, we would wish everyone who pledges windfalls of wherewithal. There we go. Mm-hmm. May KPFA have windfalls of wherewithal, and may each who pledge have windfalls of wherewithal. Just a little levity about these serious things, you know. But Jupiter is trining Uranus. It'll be exact on the 15th, and we love that. And also, it's quite related to your chart. I won't reveal any deep secrets, Chris Hardman, but I did draw up your birthday, and your Venus, your beautiful Venus, your sense of aesthetics and beauty is at 3 degrees Taurus when you're born, and Uranus, trickster awakening, is at 3 degrees Taurus right now. So you're in the middle of a Uranus-Venus transit for all of us, which is, you know, awakening to participatory kinship with the Earth. And you're doing a great job, lad.
Oh, thank you.
You know, you are. And I made up a birth time for you, but I like it a lot because it gives you 13 Scorpio Midheaven, which is Edward Snowden's moon, and see if you like the image for it.
Uh-huh.
Telephone lineman at work installing links to other realities, the cosmic switchboard.
It might be a little too electronically sounding, but yeah, no, I guess
right.
You can hook it to the
antenna. Yeah, we'll throw that
antenna
into the cauldron. That's right. It's too machine. Good for you.
But
right. That's right. Because
I've turned that way. In fact, the ecological calendar very much has been a turning for me, from suburban urban kind of sensibility to realizing that I was just, you know, that we had to find our answer someplace else, that it wasn't going to come from building big cities. I started the eco calendar with the idea that maybe I could just kind of, as you might say, schnooker people into enjoying the calendar as a part of their life as a natural being on Earth, as opposed to somebody looking at all those grids. And I chose to do it in a artistic way, because I felt like there was time to cajole people into getting interested in looking at the year in this new way, which is actually sort of this old way.
No, you're right. The Time Lords, the powerful community of KPFA and the Time Lords have told us to tell you you're doing a splendid job, Chris Hardman.
Oh. Cool.
carrying on the ancestor work of opening our minds to calendrical rhythm. You're doing great.
Oh.
And resolving tyranny in the world in these small ways. So may it be so. And you can participate in this useful beauty every day. You know, let us have only those things in our homes that we know to be useful and believe to be beautiful, says important, wonderful guy whose name will come back to me. These calendars are... What? Sorry?
Rumi is my guess.
No, poor Rumi gets stuck with everything.
He gets stuck with everything.
right.
Any question in your mind as to the poet?
Right.
Rumi. That's good.
Right. No, it's a little, I say it all the time. But anyway, we are still offering as to and fro, because of course what we're pledging for, and right now, you know, we've got this lineup of real dedication. When KPFA was born, it has no earth and no water. It's all fire and air, bless its little heart. Uh-huh. But things change, you know. So it's all spirited and revealing and revelatory and coming into its greater time of creativity, maybe. So, but yeah. Here comes earth. Just boom. You know, we all have these transits. So it's like, no, we are happy to be incarnationally coinciding at this daunting time where so much is in the balance, and that we can convene here and share calendars and beauty and solutions and ingenuity and these rare but increasing triumphs, like Diane Wilson, you know, again, that are so gritty and authentic.
But I was thinking this morning, I was saying, you know, these are not so rare. It's just that we're wearing blinders, because if you look at the presidential race, you know, we ended up writing the format. We wrote the frame. We're talking about things we actually want to talk about.
That's improving.
It's a rather amazing thing. I haven't been in an election in which the conversation was so about what I wanted to talk about, and so not about what higher ups wanted to talk about.
We call them the Dementors. We're breaking free of story prison, aka news. We're breaking free of calendrical prison.
I just wish that there was a shows on TV or whatever that compared English healthcare system to the Canadian one, and to this. And so that we were all sitting around being, acting like consumers, saying, well, we could really have this. This is much better. They thought this one out far better than we did. Look at that. And, we could be taking the best of the best.
And what is it to be a citizen now? Our esteemed teammate, Alan Moore in England is voting for the first time in 40 years, right? He sent things out on social media, and he doesn't do those things, and he sent things out about, and he goes, no, I'm an anarchist atheist, I haven't voted in 40 years, but this is really, we ain't play acting now, children. This is really important. So it is, and we are always voting for reality, and against all odds, and we like voting for a movement and the story, right? The calendar is a story. But as you were just saying, Chris, again, and the Constitution's a story. We're agreeing to this story. Again, the story of the calendar, are we all in this same story? It's a crucial dating thing. Like when you're dating somebody, it's very important to be in the same movie. Like, we're in the same movie, the Constitution story. And part of what's, we're all dedicated to, and the Visionary Activist Show and KPFA and Chris Hardman and all the people we have on, we're dedicated to animating the desirable story. Mm-hmm. And story, who's got the story? Right. The world belongs to the storytellers, and that's why, again, we're unlocking the stories from story prison. Run free, you stories. We're unlocking words from the mouths of liars. Run free, you words. They are slurring in Trump's mouth. That's the sound of the words struggling to be free. Now we're almost out of his mouth. There we go. Run, little guys. So we want to play on liberation for all words, stories, beings, radio stations, but mostly KPFA right now. We are offering thank you gifts, and I don't know how many that we haven't heard from the mysterious phone room. Perhaps, I can't tell, but we'll just telepathically be engaged. Let's see the lines quite lit up. That would be really good. We haven't heard if there's a match, but maybe there is a match. We just don't know. But in any case, we have wonderful thank you gifts with heartfulness. And of course, the thank you gifts for this show are, we have a really great lineup, and I am being even a little more disciplined here. We have, next week will be wonderful astrologer Dale O'Brien and the Chiron myth teased into immediate strategic pertinence. Uh-huh. The following week, December 26th, is wonderful Diane Wilson on her extraordinary hard-won triumph against Formosa plastic in a really great way. We have Stephen Kinzer in January on the CIA's primary chief poisoner in chief, and he's been a guest twice before, All the Shah's Men, a really lucid, trustworthy narrator. That's what we're looking for here in Calendars with Chris Hardman, you know, with other people going, who is a trustworthy narrator? Terrence Ward, you know, in the Wahhabi realm of Sufi Aikido response. Who are reliable narrators in this cacophony, right? And how do we put our own counsel, in a sense, together, going, you can trust this person's narrative, or you can trust part of this person's narrative, or here, we're brewing that so that we are informed, so that we are engaged, so that we are cultivating being citizen tricksters. So, yes, team, again, we're offering some thank you gifts for pledging. We're offering Chris Hardman's fabulous ecological engagement book calendar, Beauty Every Day, for a pledge of $50. We're also offering, because he's kind and donated, ecological wall calendar. We have six of those. Phone room, I hope you're listening, because he increased the thing, for a pledge of $50. We have The Soul's Code by James Hillman, a paperback of edition, just, you know, for a pledge of $100. Why not? And we have the 2019 Visionary Activist Collection with really great humans. And we can get that to you really quickly if you pledge, and then we'll get your info as lickety-split as we can from the team, and we ourselves, Coyote Network News, will send you the download link.
Whoa.
So there we have it. And again, that's right, by calling 510-848-5732 or 800-439-5732 or online at kpfa.org. Yeah, no, we're heading in. We want all the calendrical support we can get, you know, by gazing. You know, and as you'd said, Chris Hardman, you know, we're kind of revisiting forks in the road. Like, when did we get priesthoods?
Rewrite that one. Maybe it doesn't need to go entirely, but, you know, boy, it could take a lot of work.
I think priesthoods into the end of year solstice cauldron is a good idea.
Yeah.
I will be, you know, Chris Hardman started the Antenna Theater in 1980, and we were regaling each other. And I said, I started doing solstice and equinox talks in 1980, and I've been doing that, you know, pretty much since then. Mm-hmm. And there will be one in Washington December 20th, if you're lucky enough to be in D.C. But wherever you are, it's all roiling through us, you know, and it is...
It's exciting too, because, you know, you're doing this right away, because when you put events on that calendar, they become actual events, and they can outstrip the ones that have been brought to our attention or made us that we've lived with for so long. And I think that, like, the summer solstice is a good one. You know, we have the 4th of July, which is
right, but we're gonna inhale now, because
summer
we're gonna keep this conversation going, but we're on our way out now. So
okay.
not quite yet, but I got to do the pitch thing, but it is delightful to cahoot with you, Chris Hardman, and thank you, and we will keep this rolling in some way,
because
the story prisons, the news, the time prisons, the old calendars, and of course we're dedicated to de-inaugurating the con and inaugurating the authentic, because inaugurate comes from augur, the Chris Hardman noticer, diviner of stories around us. And he guides us to do that as well. So, team, right, we're on our way out. We're thanking Chris Hardman. We're thanking our wonderful board ops of Thierry and Lucretia, and wishing Kasani well. And again, we have thank you gifts. If you pledge $50, you get the engagement book calendar as a thank you gift. If you pledge $50, you get the ecological wall calendar for a pledge of $50. If you pledge $100 or $10 a month, you get The Soul's Code by James Hillman, really great. For $100, you get the Visionary Activist Collection, which I've described. It's just, trust me, it's fantastic. It's for a pledge of $100 or $10 a month, all by calling 510-848-5732. That's 510-848-5732 or 800 439-5732 or online at kpfa.org. We're 2 minutes-ish out. Bless you. Bless you, wonderful board ops. Again, we don't know if there's word from the phone room or anybody. We'll just make it up. So it's like, there might be a match. There could be somebody about to donate $1 million. We don't know.
Okay.
It could dream big, play fair. Well, Mars is exactly trine Neptune. Mars is at the a Halloween degree, because we'll resume our conversing at some slower paced time, wonderful Chris Hardman, because even though I'm talking fast, solstice, we're all busy, right? But it's meant to be the passes are closed, says the I Ching. This is the time of pulling in and deep incubation and telling stories. It's not about running around exactly, but it is about pledging. That
and
really
it's
good.
Also not only telling stories, but finding the next story.
It's the
morning after you wake up and you've chosen a star, and that's your star for the year. That's a direction.
I don't know that one, but we are on our way out. But
okay.
So more lore, more divination, more auguries, more cahooting, letting all the stories out of prison, letting time out of prison. That's really great. Again, thank you, Board Op team. Thank you, Chris Hardman. I'm Caroline Casey, and we will deconvene and reconvene next week with Dale O'Brien and the story of Chiron. Woof, woof, woof. Thank you.